ben de baan in wat gaf die me van de raam. De Akiva omer, Achilu, een bo echad mi kol elu metazen besok. That's the gears that we have. That the Akiva said, even if nothing is in there, it's not mukaf the deer at all. There's no shomir or whatever. If it's less than beis shosayim, it's mutter to carry in the karfeit and to carry from the house to the karfeit and so on. Rabbi Akiva Hainu Tanakama, Rashi, Rabbi Akiva Hainu Tanakama, the Omru Lor. Lo Omru Beis Shasayim Elo Legino Le Karte. Our Inhoya, Alma Hecha De Ika Beis Dira, Afilu Tuba. Ubishalobu Kifu Dira Beis Shasayim Krabi Akiva. Right? That even the Tanakama of Mestama holds that the only time you need a Shomir is for more than Beis Shasayim. But for Beis Shasayim, even if it's not hukah for dira, it's mutter, just like Rabbi Akiva says. That even if there's none of those things, as long as it's not based on sayim, that is mutter. Or it says, ikabinayu dover muat. The difference between them is a small amount that's not exactly 70 and two-thirds amas. In other words, if you take 5,000 square amas and take the square root of it, it's not exactly 70 and two-thirds. The little bit that's more than 70 and two-thirds, 70 amas and two-thirds, 70 amas and four tefach. It doesn't come out exactly. It comes out a little bit more when you square it. 70.71
as opposed to
70.4. 4.666. That's the difference?
0.71 something.
Okay, so that's double muat. Okay, that's what it's talking about. Right, if you take the square root of 1,500, it's not 70.66. According to the Tanakama, you have a full Beis Shasayim, 1,500 square amos, right, which is a little bit more, like we said, than 70 and two-thirds. The sulo kedekamrin and behedya. The kamein tosayim kechotzer amishka. Okay, dover muad. The kam forishla. Later on, the Gemara will explain what that dover muad is. The tanya of Yehuda Omer. Omer dover muad yesh al shivim ama v'shirayim v'lo nosnu chacham boshir. There's a little bit more than the 70 and two-thirds, and the Chacham given an exact shear. The Kamashir Sasayim, what is the final square area of a Beis Sasayim? Kechotzer HaMishkan. It is, what's it called? It's just like the Chotzer HaMishkan, which was 100 by 50. Minoni Mile, how do you know that you have to square it? Right, that the Beis Sasayim is a square, and the Chotzer HaMishkan was 100 by 50. The Chotzer HaMishkan was a karfeit because it didn't have any Beis Dira there, and the Stama they were able to carry in the Chotzer HaMishkan. So up until the dimensions of the Chotzer HaMishkan, you're able to carry without it being a Mukaf L'dira. More than that, you have to have Mukaf L'dira. That's the idea, that's how we learned it from, because the Stama, the Chotzer HaMishkan didn't have a Beis Dira, and they carried it. Closest questions, why don't we learn from the Beis HaMikdash, where there was much more area in the Chotzer there. And they carried there. So it tells us one of two things. Either we learn everything from the Mishkan, not the Beis HaMikdash. And secondly, in the Beis HaMikdash, there was Mukaf L'dira, because they had Shomrim, who were there day and night in the Beis HaMikdash. So they had Mestam places for them to stay, so it was Mukaf L'dira. So you can't learn anything from a karfeit that's not Mukaf L'dira that you can carry in from the Beis HaMikdash.
The walls around.
What?
The walls around.
Yeah, that's make a difference. Here, there's Mechitzas around it too. But if it's the Rabbanan only were Matir, carrying within mechitzas in a place that's not mukaf l'dira till Beis Shasayim. More than that, not. Even if there's mechitzas. Minoni mile. So how do you know that you have to square it? Omar Yehuda d'Omar Kroa, Orech echotzer mea ba'ama, v'rochav chamishim b'chamishim. The length of the chotzer was 100 amas, and the width was 50 by 50. Chamishim b'chamishim. So Omar Torah, so what's the chamishim b'chamishim? It should have said, v'rochav chamishim. That's a chamishim b'chamishim. So it comes to tell me, Omra Torah, tul chamishim v'sabev chamishim. This is only din d'rabban, it's only asmachta. Right? Because the whole din that a karfeis that's not mukaf l'dira up till beis hashayim you can carry is only a din d'rabbanan. In a Torah you can carry anywhere, but the gigantic karfeis that's not mukaf l'dira, it's only din d'rabbanan. So it's a smachta. The rabbanan had a hint from here to this halacha. What does that mean? Take 50 and take the other 50 and what's it called? Chamishim b'chamishim. Take the 50 that width, take half of the length, which is 50, take the other half of the length and surround the 50 with that 50. In other words, make it a square. Instead of a rectangle, make it into a square with the same area. So, and Rashi explains what that is, but it's much easier to do it the way we do it without having to take it in strips or whatever. Rashi, Nai Chamishim, Menoni Milei Demar Binon Lei Lechotzer HaMishkan, the Shire Bo Yisr Shabbos. Where do we have a hint that it's only a square that's mutter with Lohuka Fladira, with the area of a of the Mishkan, but not a rectangle? Nai Chamishim, Harochav Chamishim, the Orko Meir. The width is 50 and the length is 100. What's chamishim b'chamishim? The hachik siva minus hakloim. The chen lepas safon ba'orach kloim mea orach v'rocha v'chotzer lepas kema mizracha chamishim amok. The kloim that surrounded the chotzer, it says b'feirish. They were 100 length and 50 width. So what's the chamishim b'chamishim? Ela amra Torah tul chamishim she'ork er orko yesra orach. Well, take the 50, which the length is more than the width, the Sabev Chamishim Anosorim, and take that 50 and surround the 50 of width, the other 50, the 50 that's left, and make it a square. The Havalu Shivim Amos V'dal Tfachim Ruboyim, and that comes out to approximately 70 Amos and 4 Tfachim, 70 and 2/3 Amos. Ketzot. I don't know if we have to go through this, but okay, we'll go through it quickly just to be yotzei. Right? It's much easier just to use the equations that we use. Ketzad, asei mehem chamesh ritzuo shel eser ama, rocha. Right, take that 50 and divide it into 5 strips of 10 amas each. So 10 amas by 50 amas. 50, you just divide it into 5 strips, and also you have 10 amas by 50. For Orkin Chamishim, Hashkev for Achas Lemizrach, for Achas Lemar. Take one of those strips and put it to the east, one strip to the west. Harei Rechov Hashivim. Now you'll have what's it called? It's 70, 10 on each side extra. So the width of that square is 70 instead of 50. For Orkin by 50. Old Shim Achas Letzof and Achas Letzorim. Take another strip of those 5 strips. Now use up 4 of them and put them north and south. Now it's 70 square. But you still have one strip of 10 left of area still to add. Elisha Kronos Pigumim Lechol Keren Vekeren. What you have though now is the Kronos or Pigumim. Why? Because you have empty spaces by the corners. Okay? Because this went only 10 by 50. The other one is 10 by 50, 10 by 50. But you have now the corners meet and they're empty. The chol keren b'keren eser al eser mitnei hatosefta shel safta, because of the addition you added, the corners now are not filled. Tul min hachamishim dalet chatichos shel yud al yud the sim b'dalet kronos. Now take from the 50, right, 4 pieces that are 10 by 10 and put them in the 4 corners. V'nishmal nishar ritzua achas shel eser al eser amos. So what you have left now is one ritsua of 10 by 10. You used up all the area you had except 10 by 10. That's still to add. Shehi shishim tvachim al shishim tvachim. 10 by 10 amas is 60 tvachim by 60 tvachim. Because 6 tvachim is to an amas. 10 amas is 60 tvachim. So now you have v'aseo sam lamer ritsua. So make those into 30 strips. Shel shnei tvachim. You have 2 tvachim each by 10. 2 by 10, right, that's how much area you have. Hari lamed ritsuos, orich kolachas v'yachas esaram. Each one's 10 amas long and 2 tvachim wide. Shikulan hen gimel meos amos. Altogether, 300 amos. Tain ayin lechol ruah, right, make a 70 to each ruling, because now we each have 70 by 70. So you need to use 70 of those 2 tvachim for each of the 4 directions. Harishim and Vidal Tvachim. Comes out that two tvachim on this side, two tvachim on that side, two on the top and two on the bottom, is 70 plus 4 on all the sides. Ela shakronos pegumim. Again, the corners are missing. Tvachayim al tvachayim. Each corner is missing two tefach by two tefach. Nisharu biyotcha esrim amah. You have still 20 amas left. Tul mehem shmona tvachim v'sim lekronos. Take 8 tvachim of that and put it in the corners. V'nishmal. V'nisharu biyotcha yudches amah v'dalet tvachim. You still have 18 amas and 4 tvachim v'rochav tvachayim by what's it called, by two tvachim. You still have a strip that's 18 amas and 4 tvachim long and 2 tvachim wide. V'hainu dover mu'et, because if you take she'im, basal, l'chalko, l'hakit for him, ein magiat osefes l'rochav beishli she'etzko. If you'll take that area and divide it equally around the perimeter of the 70 and 2/3, you're not going to get more than 2/3 of an etzba to go all the way around. The haboyis lemevet minei ritzua shall reish pei gimel amos v'dalet tvachim. What you're going to have to do is make a perimeter of 283 amos and 4 tvachim out of this strip. You won't get, if you keep cutting it into pieces, you won't get more than what's it called, 2/3 of an etzba all the way around. Orach lahakif arba ruchos. So nice, that little bit is another 2/3 of an etzba, not even 2/3 of an etzba, which we said is about, 0.05? Okay. Now the Gemara asks, okay, so that's the asmach, right? What's the pashup shot in the pasuk? Chamishim b'chamishim. Pashti dekro b'maiksiv. Am rabaya hamid mishkan asfas chamishim. Kadeshia Chamishim Amalafana, the Esrim Amalakal Ruaparua. Chamishim Bichamishim means let the Chatzar HaMishkan, the Mishkan was in the Chatzar. So leave 50 Amas as a Chatzar with nothing in it. And the other 50 Amas, put the Mishkan in the middle. So the Mishkan is 30 Amas wide. So no, it is 20 Amas wide. And you have 10 amas, and what's it called? Therefore, you have 20 amas on each side. You have 50 amas wide in the 50 that's left, right? You have the it's 100 long, the chatzar, and 50 wide. You have to put the mishkan inside of that somewhere. The mishkan is 20 by 10. Okay, so leave 50 amas empty.
30 by 10.
30 by 10, right? 30 by 10. So leave 50 amas empty, and then in the other 50 amas, put the mishkan in the middle of the width of that, so you'll have 20 and 20, up to the line of the middle, and you'll have 20 in the back. So you'll have 20 all around, and you'll have 50 empty completely in the front of the mishkan. So that's chamishim b'chamishim. Put the mishkan in the 50 that's connected to the other 50. In other words, divide it into two 50s and put the Mishkan in the middle of the other one. Not middle mamish, but up to the border of the 50 and width-wise in the middle. Okay. Rashi. Pashti de Krolin Mishkan. What's the Pashup Shak? Because this is, again, this is only the Rabbanan, all these dinim of Karti. The Maiksi, Bechamishim, Dikroa Maihi, what does that mean? Bechamishim, Hamid Mishkan Asfas, Shekolim Shoma Chamishim Shokotzer, Mishinichnosim Lo Bepisra Shomizrach, on the east side, where you walk into the Mishkan, leave the 50 Amas in front of that empty. Then put the Mishkan after 50 Amas of the Chotzer length, so it'll be in the second 50, the back 50, the western 50 of the Chotzer. There'll be 50 empty amas of chatzar in front of the mishkan, the esrim lechol ruach, and 20, since it's in the middle widthwise, so it takes up 10 amas, and then there's what's it called 20 amas on each side. Shahamishkan orko lamed dechsiv esrim krushim v'rochav akeresh amal v'chetzi. Right, the mishkan was 30 amas long because there were 20 krushim. And each carriage was an amma and a half. width. So 20 times 1.5 is 30. Varachol shel Mishkan tofes eser amas, and the width of the Mishkan was 10 amas. How do you know? Kidichsiv shisha krashim shehem teisha amas. There were 6 krashim width, which is 9 amas, 6 times 1.5. Ushnei krashim the mikdos, and 2 krashim to the ends, right, to the corners, right, shehem gimel amas rochav. That's altogether 3, so that's really 12, but it's not 12. Because the ha'ama mikan v'amikan l'chasos ogin shel krashim shel tzela arko, right? But the one ama covered the thickness of the krashim on each side, so it didn't go 12 amas; it only went 10 amas. Okay. Why tzela arko ama v'chatsi ama mikan v'chatsi ama mikan l'hashlim u'mamale hacholul le'eser. Right? The mice of the krashim added another amma, so it was more than the space was 10 ammas, and by what's it called, and 30. But the krashim, the thickness of the walls, added another amma on all sides. But we're counting from the space. The space of the inside of the Mishkan left 20 amas on both sides and 20 amas in the back. And the thickness of the walls was in that 20 amma space. The front of the Mishkan, and the front of the Mishkan, there was no krashim, there was a curtain. You went into the Mishkan like that. It was open completely with a curtain, a covering. Okay, go on. Rav Elezer Omer Haisa Arka. Right, if the length was even twice the width, that's good. Just like the Chasra Mishkan, 100 times 50. But Tanya Rav Elezer Omer Haisa Arka Yesra Pitaim Berachava. Afilo Ama Achas In the Karpul Besocha. Rav Elazar says, if the length was more, even one amma more than twice the width, you can't carry. It has to be no more of a rectangle than the, what's it called, in the Chatzar HaMishkan. Even if it's less than Beis HaSayim, but the dimensions were not rectangular 2 to 1, but you divided it up in another way, and it, what's it called, the you made the width more, or the length more, and the width less. Still you can't count. Omra beba barabaya, ki tznan nomi masnisin yesra pishnayim baruchava. Tznan. Right? What's it called? Then that's what the Mishnah should say. That Rebbe Lezer said, what does our Mishnah say? Rebbe Lezer on there. Shabbat and Lezer by he. Rav Lezer Omer Haisa Arka Yesra Rachva Afilu Ama Achasei Metaklim Besocha. Mashma, that has to be a perfect square. But if one side is even one Ama bigger than the other side, even though it's a total of Beis Hasayim, it's still no good. And here Rav Lezer says it could be up till what's it called, double the length, double the width, like the Chatzar HaMishkan. So he says, no, that's what you should say in the Mishnah. Not if it was one amma more than the width, but one amma more than twice the size of the width. Okay? Not Mishnah, like the Chatzar HaMishkan. Mara says, if that's the case, then Rebbe Lazar, Amra Beibu Barabaya, 1 second, that's all Pishnayim Berchava. Ihachi Haim Rav Yossi. That's exactly what Rav Yossi says. It could be up until double the length to the width. And if Rebbe Lezer is saying that same thing, then he's saying the same thing as Rebbe Yosef. He could be nai ribua de ribua rabbana. So here Rashi learns one way, and we'll see the what's it called, the other Rishon learn a different way. Rashi says the difference between them is the ribua the rabbana nei. See Rashi. or k'yesha mishnayim berachava k'chatra mishkan. The length has to be no more than twice the width. Hu d'shari v'afagav d'lom berabo, and even if it's not squared. V'hainu orach k'shnayim berachav avol tvei mishnayim berachav lo mishkri. But if the length is more than double the width, right, then it's no good. Rabbi Yossi also said that you have up until two times the length. It can be up till two times the width, but if it's more than that, it's no good. Rabbi Lezer suffer arka yoser mishnayim berachava ain metaltlin umiyo ikra arka pishnayim berachava k'desi v'lesle ribua. He holds that, what's it called, that up until two times the length to the width is mutter, and that's the ikr. There's no lechatchila to make it a square. Now, he didn't have this drosh of chamishim b'chamishim, that lechatchila should be a square. Even lechatchila, twice the length is, what's it called, once the width. The Rishonim asked, what's lechatchila b'di'evet? Depends what kind of lot you have, right? That means lechatchila, you should what, change your lot and change the dimensions. Right? So, unless it means lechatchila, you should only enclose it, right? If you have a big lot, enclose a square, according to Rabbi Yossi. And Rabbi Lezer holds, and Rabbi Lezer holds, you don't have to lechatchila enclose a square. Lechatchila, you can enclose a two to one. And Mustafa, that's what Rashi means. Because the Tosa says, what's l'chatchila b'di'evet? You have a lot. Whatever it is, it is. It could be, you have a gigantic area, and you want to enclose part of it. So, Rabbi Yossi holds, l'chatchila, you should only enclose a square area. B'di'evet, you can enclose already up to 2 to 1. And Rabbi Lezer holds, there's no inyan of ribua. We don't have any pasuk for ribua. He doesn't learn that pasuk. And therefore, l'chatchila, you can enclose 2 to 1. You don't have to enclose a square area of the chatzilah. If you make a square, it's also not awesome. But there's no mila of that, because you don't hold the tzuka. So anything less than 2 to 1, meaning what's it called, 1 to 1, is fine. Rabbi Yossi Savam Rubas Iker. He holds from the pasuk chamishim bechamishim that the ikar is to have a square. Ulechatchila oruye morin in hafi. And if somebody comes to us and says, "I have a big area, I want to enclose it up to beis hasayin. How should I do it?" We tell him lechatchila make it a square. Umiyu afilu arka pishnayim berachav asharia. But if somebody came to us and said, "I already enclosed it and it's 2 to 1. Is it okay?" Tell him it's okay. But lechatchila, if he comes to ask how to enclose it, we tell him to enclose it in a square. Even that's good, but the chatzilah, you have to have it as a square. That's the machlokus. That's how Rashi learns ribu de Rabbina. And other Rishonim, Tosa says, and other Rishonim say also, that it's talking about the hypotenuse. That the chachamim, when they, what's it called, when it comes to tchumim, the 2,000 amas, are not a straight line of 2,000 amas. But it's the hypotenuse of what a straight line of 2,000 amas would be. So it's more. It's square root of 2 more. Right? It's whatever the side is 5, so the hypotenuse is 5 times the square root of 2. Right? So, what's it called? So, right? Well, if you don't know anyway, what does it make this? I'm right anyway. That's what it is, yeah. So it's that much more, right? The square root of 2 more. So you have a little bit extra. So the shiloh over here is the same thing. Do you go according to the side, or you go according to the what's it called? It can be up to the hypotenuse also. Let's go on. Rabbi Yossi Omer. Itmar, Omer of Yosef, Omer of Yehuda, Omer Shmuel, halachic Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef said, name Rabbi Yehuda, name of Shmuel, halachic like Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef holds that up until, up until the two times a length, right, or a square, is all okay. Okay, shaylos lechatchila b'diavad, but it's all okay up until Beis Hoshayim, and you don't need what's it called the Beis Dira. So up until Beis Hoshayim, even that hukah for Dira is mutter, and it has to have either what's it called 2 to 1 or something smaller than that. But if it's if the length is more than 2 to 1 of the width, then it's no good. Rabbi by Omar, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi by the name of Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shmuel, Halacha Rabbi Akiva. Halacha is like Rabbi Akiva. That again, up to a base of sign, but there's no limitation on how the measurements have to be, what the configuration is. As long as the total area is less than base of sign, you don't need a hukah for dira. The Tarvayu Lakula, and both of them are Lakula. Meaning Rashi. Halacha Rabbi Yossi, the lo boy rubas. You don't need it square, even rectangular is okay. But halacha Rabbi Akiva, the lo boy mukefas l'dira. Halacha Rabbi Akiva, you don't need mukef l'dira if it's beis hashayim or less. Utricha, and you need both of these halachas. Di'i ashvin halacha Rabbi Yossi, havi amina adi ika shomira or beis dira. If the halacha Rabbi Yossi that beis hashayim doesn't have to be square. But maybe you need a hukah for dira. Doesn't have to be square, but it has to have some kind of shomira or dira in there. Something. Kamash malon, halacha Rabbi Akiva. That you don't need. If it's based on sayim or less, you don't need a what's it called a shomira or a dira inside. The ashmin halacha Rabbi Akiva, have you amined the arach bekot? Lo. Kamash malon, halacha Rabbi Yossi. And if I only said Rabbi Akiva, Akiva wasn't talking about the configuration. He was just saying that the total area was less than Beis Hoshayim, you don't need hukah for dira. But he didn't say anything about the configuration. Maybe Rabbi Akiva holds you need a square. He learns from the Pasuk Chamishim b'Chamishim, you need a square. So Kamash Malon, in that, and Allah Kusar Rabbi Yossi, you don't need a dafka square. It could even be rectangular. Okay. Come on, Rashi. B'tarvayu, Hanuk Shemaisa, Nishmua, Lekula. Both of these halachas are Lekula. They're not contradictory. Each one reveals another prat of the halacha. Havi amina de Shmuel Duraboy, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bob, uva orka yosra rachba, Rabbi Yossi sovrala. Well, it says, no, therefore the halacha in both of those pratim that they mention are like that. So the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva, that you don't need hukah fladira if it's base assignment or less than base assignment. And the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, you don't need square. Karfeit shehu yoser mi beis hashayim, a karfeit that's more than beis hashayim. So now you need hukah fladira. Okay, if it's more than beis hashayim, you need a hukah fladira. Shehu hukah fladira, nizra rubo, and you planted vegetables, right, in most of it. Then hariyuki gina vasa. Then that's mivatel ladira. People don't live in a gina. They don't trample over the vegetables. Right, so they don't use, they don't go in there and have parties in the middle of a gina. So therefore it's not called hukah fladira. So if you have an area that's a gina, where people don't go, right, because they don't want to trample over the vegetables, so that's over, in our karteif over here is not vegetables, it's kochim. Nobody is, what's it called, is careful, right, not to trample the kochim, that they shouldn't be ruined. It's another reason why it's not considered nizra kula. Right? So some shittas hold zroyim is only zroyim that people are careful not to walk on. Okay, in any case, so shehuka fadira nizra rubo harikagina v'asa nata rubo. If you planted trees there, hariyuka chatzir mutter. People do walk around trees. Right? They walk around. They spatzir. They have it's like a park. Right? You can have a park with trees around it. You can have a gino as a park. Umot. Okay. Nizra rubo, omer avuna b'reid of Yeshua, lo amren el yosin be'sasai. That's only talking where the whole area was more than be'sasai. It's very Rashi. Avo be'sasayim, but if it's be'sasayim, then mutter. And then it's mutter. Even if it's not hukah fadir. And therefore, even if it's nizra kula, it's what's it called, it's mutter. Or it says, command krib shimit. We'll just see the first picture here, and then we'll. It's picture 139. You have a karpet more than Beis Hashayim. It has a little house in there. So it was hukkah ladira. And if those, what's it called, little plants wouldn't be there, it'd be mutter. Because it's more than Beis Hashayim. And it was originally the mechitzas were made for the sake of the dira. Hukkah ladira is okay. But now you planted most of it. So now most of it is not fit for dwelling. So the part that's not planted is bottled. So the whole deer is bottled. So now you have a karket more than Beis Hashayim that's not hukuf l'dira. So it's what's it called? It's not mutter. You can't have a karket more than Beis Hashayim that's not hukuf l'dira. So the whole thing is awesome. So here, well, we'll see Rashi. Rashi says one reason is because the part that's still livable is bottled to the other part. It's like the whole thing is planted. Another place Rashi says there's a different reason why it's awesome. Because this part, Enochanami, should be mutter, but it's parutz l'melua to a part that's awesome. In other words, the part that's planted is not hukuf l'dira anymore, so that's awesome. The part that isn't planted is hukuf l'dira. But the part that is hukuf l'dira is opened into the part that's not, and therefore a part which normally be mutter, but it's parutz l'melua to a part that's aser, asers the part that's mutter to. That becomes aser also. Okay? That's a problem, again, if our karfet is a real karfet, more than Beis Hashayim. The area of the har and the kotzin, that's more than Beis Hashayim. You measure it, it's more than 5,000 square amas. That's just empty land. And our eruv is opened into that. There's no mechitza that separates between the areas of living and that karfet, right? And therefore, since it's parutz l'milua to a place, if the karfet would be ushered to go to walk into, because it's not hukuf l'dira, and it's what's it called, and it's more than Beis Hashayim. So if that would be ushered, then the rest of the moshav would be ushered too, because it's opened into that karfet. What you have to do, therefore, is put a mechitza around the whole karfet, so the moshav isn't opened into the karfet. It's segregated. And that would cost a tremendous amount of money. What?
It's not
Zoru at all.
Pieces, you know, the osset piece there is mute.
What?
The osset piece seems to be rugo and mute, seems to be the bitul, this is not betel.
That's, according to Rashi, who says that the mute is bottle, you're right. It's not gemina. According to the Tan, that it's parut, what's it called, bimiluo, then it is parut. According to Rashi's Tan, and there is a Divri Malkiel, remember now, who says that this whole din of karfeifos, that Aser is only in a small place where they are the rogue. But in a big place, you don't say that. They're bottled to the city. The city's not bottled to them. So in a big city, come out, every city in the world that had an Aser had karfeifos in the middle of it. Real karfeifos. Here we're saying it's not a karfeif altogether. But even if it would be a karfeif, every city in the world had a mechitza around it, had a, you know, Eretz Pesach, and there were definitely karfeifos in the middle of the city. So he says that since the city was the ikker, and these were a mute, they're bottled to the city, not the city's bottled to them. That's Lefi the Rashi's time, but according to the time that it's Parutz L'makom Ha'aser, that won't help. So you're right. According to the first time we said, that's a good answer. And that's another reason why it should be okay over here. And there is a Divri Malkiel who says that's the ikker time. And therefore in a big city, they were so mechanda that the city's not bottled to the karfet, the karfet is bottled to the city. Two of our
where we live to about
plots in America are burial plots. I was in England, I was speaking there at Beis Yaakov, and we pulled up to the Beis Yaakov, and there's a gigantic billboard right over the Beis Yaakov that says, get two plots for the price, get three plots for the price of two. I said, oh my God, these people are really like, you know, cold-blooded people, advertise burial plots, three for the price, get them today. Right, then they explained to me that in England, plots are just pieces of land, parcels of land. But they call it something different, they, whatever. So our houses?
Us and you and your neighbor, that's a little bit more, about 10% more than Beis Hashayim.
I mean, my house and my old study house, excuse me. We still look out our window and say, hey, the lights are on in the study. But that from the end of his house to the end of my house on the other side is Beis Hashayim. That's nothing. I mean, it's a very small amount. That's 5,000 square amas.
land around.
I'm saying everything, but it's still very small compared to what's out there, that's for sure, at least. Okay. Okay, let's go on. Shemura says, okay, let's see the Rashi first. Mizra Rubo Bizaronim, with vegetables, with what's it called? Yeah, Bittel Diraso. Then that's Mavakal the deal. The Bizaronim of Zairinchi. People don't trample on vegetables and use it for a park or for whatever whatever people live in. The Havilei Gina, and then it's a Gina. The Oshalatal, and then you can't carry because Afmishaino Nizra, the Butle Legabi Ruba. And you can't even carry in the part that wasn't Nizra, Rashi says, because it's Butle to the part that's Nizra. Here he doesn't say because it's Porus to the part that's Nizra. Avamenotea Ilanis, but if you planted trees, Lo Bittle Dirasa. Trees aren't Mavakal Adira, right? The Urkel is Stofik, but Sail Ilanis, people walk around trees, right? People come make barbecues, what's it called, amongst the trees. That's called Dira. Ella, Sheesh Bos Samakam, Zriya Yosem Be Sosayim, the Nasa Carmelis, the Yosem Be Sosayim, Shlohukaf Ladira, Carmelisi. The She'eno Nizra, Havichotzer, Prutza Bimilua, the Carmelis, Leficha Kulawasa. Here Rashi says the other reason. The part that's Nizra is a Carmelis. Because anything more than Be Sosayim, and it's not Hukaf Ladira, is awesome. The part that's hukaf ladira, meaning that you can still live there because it's not planted, is parts bimilua to the other part, and therefore even if it's not a miyut, it should be awesome. Avol beisosayim to belav dira shari, but if it's beisosayim or less, not more than beisosayim, that even without hukaf ladira it's mutter. Up to beisosayim, if it has proper mechitzas, it's a regular shusayochin where you can carry. Though, we have another problem here. Because the part that's planted, that's called the karpe. The part that's, what's it called, not planted, is called the chotzer. So it has two different names. Right? Because one is a karpe, it's not royal ladira, but it's a karpe, shalahukaf ladira, but it doesn't make a difference because it's not based on science. The other one is a chotzer. So, what's it called? Uprutzim zelazen. They're opened into each other. A chotzer and a karfe. She'ein mechitza b'neim. There's no mechitza between them. Afilo ha'achi lo asri ha'dadi. They don't asr one on the other, even though they're called different reshuyos. Ho'el u'dechad gabru. Since they belong to one person, it's all one reshus. Even though they have different names. Rebbe Shimon hi do'om reshus karfe. V'chotzer lo asri ha'dadi. Afilo hisho beiz balibatim. Rav Shimon holds, even if they belong to two different people, right? You can't carry from the house into there. They didn't make an Eruv. Or if they did make an Eruv, you can carry from the house, but you can carry in the Chotzer to the Karpet, and from the Karpet into the Chotzer. And we don't say that since they have two different names, people are going to confuse them with two different Rishuyos. That's what Rav Shimon holds. Rav Shimon holds Karpetos and Chatzeros, all of these are one Rishuyos, that if you have Kalim in them, and there's a Mechitz around them, right? And they're less than Beis Hasayim. You can carry from one to the other. And the Rabbanan hold, no. Each one is a separate Rishus, and you can carry in the Chotzer without an Eruv. You can carry what's it called in the Karfet, but you can't carry from the Karfet to the Chotzer and the Chotzer to the Karfet, even if they belong to one person. Because people confuse it and think, here's one kind of Rishus, here's a different Rishus, you can carry from one Rishus to the other. You can carry Rishus from Rabbanan, Rishus Rabbanan also. But if Shimon, he d'omer Rishus Karfet v'Chotzer, v'Aser, don't have to lose your base balabatim. Kidisnan, think of the Rashi, the Gemara, Disnan, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Echad Gagos, the Echad Chatzeros, the Echad Karfefos, Rishus Achas Heim, Lekelim Shishosh Vubesochon, Velo Lekelim Shishosh Vubesochabais. Didn't make an Eruv. You can't carry from the house into these things. You need an Eruv to be Ma'ar of the whole thing. But if you didn't make an Eruv, you can't carry from the house into them. But if Kalim that were in them, when Shabbos came in, you can carry from one of them to the other. Because it's not based on Sayim. It's hukaf, or it's, what's it called, even if it's not hukaf ladira, and the mele, even though they're different reshuyos, they all have one reshus. So chabayit, okay, Rashi, aval beis hasayim, ela sheyesh boso mokum zriya yosher beis hasayim, the nasa karmelis, the karmelis, yosher beis hasayim, shalahukaf ladira karmelisim, Even if it's not hooked with the dira, a carpet less than beisha sign is mutter, right? But an feinav she hachanami shari. The apal gav the makom zriya havi kori carpet. The shein on nizra havi chotzer who prutsim zelazeh shein mechitza b'nehem. Afilo hachilo asri adadi hoil b'chad gavrehu. Reb Shimon he the omer shus carpet v'chotzer lo asri adadi afilo yishol beis balabaka. If it belongs to two different people, it's still mutter if they if the kalim are in the chotzer and the carpet. Kiddushnan Rav Shimon Omer Echad Chatzeros V'Echad Karpefos V'Echad Gagos Rishus Echad Mihem. The roof and the carpet and a chotzer all have the same din, and if for Kalim that you don't have to take from a private into there, in other words each one belongs to the same person, owns all of them, right? So you're not taking from a Rishus of one person to Rishus of many people where you need an Erev. Right, you're taking from Rishus of all the different, if they belong to one person, each one. So you can carry from one to the other, as long as the Kalim were there to begin with. The Talmud of Zela, Zela came Shoshosu B'Sochan, V'afilu hen shom balim harbe, Avalo the Kalim Shoshosu B'Socha Bayis, because if they belong to a lot of people, but Lamaisa, that's the same Rishus. Even though it looks like a different Rishus, but ownership-wise, it's all the same. But from the house, where it's one ownership, into here, where it's common ownership, that not. A house and a karatef are two different rishuyos. Even if they belong to one person. Can't carry from your house into a karatef without some kind of eruv. What's it called? Pashas, this Rashi is not right. Because you can't carry from your house into your chotzer or whatever if you own it and there's nobody else in the chotzer. Right, no, there's no such halacha that you can't carry from your house into your karfeit. It's only if the karfeit, if two houses are open into it, and then each house is an individual ownership, and the karfeit is a double ownership. So they're magia the Rashi, what's it called? Not bafilu dechad gavra, but what's it called? Im eino shel chad gavra, something like that.